Hi there, beautiful creator.
This is Kirisha King, and today's episode of the What Are You Creating Today podcast will hopefully plant a seed of conscious choice within you so that you will elect to express more love in your life moving forward. All of my studies have been about one thing and one thing only. Although my multidisciplinary education has led me to study numerous subjects in order to get a well-rounded understanding of a number of different topics, ever since I started formally learning about the mind, I have only been truly interested in the fact that humans create the reality that we experience in our past and current world, both individually and collectively, and that this is quite ordinary since it is simply a reflection of the basic law of cause and effect. From my interest in neuroscience to psychology, to my undergraduate studies in sociology and comparative literature, my independent research project in India, to my coaching and yoga practice, and my day-to-day life, this topic has colored and shaped everything that I do since the day that I first paused to ask myself, how did our species get here, and where are we going next? Having traveled in search of answers, read numerous books on the subject, written a number of different papers on the topic, and having implemented what I know into my personal experience, to me, these words are not simple philosophy, but are common facts of life that I feel are often ignored, even in their obvious truth and importance. When I say that everything that was created up until this point in history is simply a result of the choices and different levels of consciousness of the people who have existed and exist today on our planet, and that everything that will come from this point in time into the future is dependent on the very same thing, I do not express a mere philosophical perspective, but share a deep-seated knowing and understanding of the truth about reality as I have come to know it, as a reminder of the power that we all possess within us to shape and change the world. But please, do not simply take my word for it. Ask yourself, can you deny all that was currently exists in this world and will come in this world is a consequence of the actions that came before this day to make it so? Or do you believe, like some do, that human beings just randomly exist as we are right now without any context of time or history that came before today? Do you believe in our existence right now as being outside of the context of history, biology, and the reality of all that has been? Or did our societies just randomly appear without the choices of our ancestors and ourselves collectively and individually making it so? I think that if you truly contemplate these questions, you would agree that none of our lives or existences are randomly just the way they are. And yet, how often do we, as a species, or even as individual people, consciously choose to exercise the power of our choice to create a desired outcome with intentional action? I will tell you this. As a black woman living in American society, I am very much aware of the context of my existence in this world and how the choices of others from the past and present have led to some of the suffering that exists in my reality, even within the context of my own choices to shape how I respond and create the outcome of my life within this reality. As a black woman living in American society, I am very much aware that even if I try to escape the projections placed on my existence as a sovereign human being in this world, within this co-created reality that we call life, struggles for equality, for example, only highlight clearly the choices that others have made to participate in denying me of this equality. And being potentially attacked with profane insults like the N-word, a word literally created to demean others, as I walk in downtown Flagstaff, Arizona, or into a store anywhere in this country at any given point, reminds me of this every day. Within this context, I am very much aware that I pay taxes in a country where human choices up until this point and from this point forward shape the context of my existence, and sometimes, let's face it, it is a bit disturbing. Until I remember that not getting the luxury of ignoring this reality because it is literally imprinted in my DNA is a reminder of my power to choose something higher and better for myself. Everything that exists today, from technology to ideologies to actions played out in every moment on the stage of life, is a result of our exercising our power of choice to make it so. My research on sacred and everyday ritual performances in society underscore this fact very clearly for me. But I hope that, for you, simply looking at your history and your context of existence born from this history, and then your choices within it, helps you to see this more clearly as well. Once you're able to see that humans create all reality through the performance of their internal states, I hope that you will go a step further in your practice moving forward and think about how or what you want to use this knowledge to create in the world. Since what you do next is always a choice, regardless of your cultural, historical, social, physical, or even genetic context. And even our best science teaches us that through neuroplasticity, nurture, efforts to expand or shrink certain genetic expressions, and simply making choices gives us freedom to remove ourselves from the cycle of creating suffering in the world through bad karma or actions. I hope that you will walk away from this episode knowing what yoga and the second sutra of Patanjali emphasize for us every day. That there is always a choice to create differently in the world at any given moment, because true change always comes from within our minds and is solidified when external actions are taken to reinforce them. This means that change, and therefore an end to suffering, our third noble truth, is always possible starting from within. So even within a harsh context of existence, like a lotus germinating in the muck of a body of water, we can always blossom and create beauty in the world. A spark of inspiration to choose one action over another based on one's level of consciousness, which is fully within one's control to obtain and work towards, is all that brought us here today as a species, and is all that will continue to propel us forward as individuals, communities, and societies. Today, I invite you to make a choice. Find something to love and love it fully with your entire being. Latch on to a fantasy of something good to be created and experienced in this world, and take it all the way to its full glory without worrying about making judgments about your desires. Savor a taste or smell or the sight of something beautiful. Take in all of the potential of life like you would take in an inhale after holding your breath for a very long time. Allow yourself to experience the warmth and invigoration of the presence of your power to direct your state of being. And choose to radiate joy throughout every cell in your body so that it sends radiant light into the world that is reflected in your every action and activity that you participate in. And I guarantee you that you will create more goodness and less reasons for worry in your life starting today.